The Burning Earth: An Environmental History of the Last 500 Years. This book by Yale historian Sunil Amrith won the 2025 Bailey Gifford Prize for Nonfiction, one of the world's most prestigious nonfiction awards. Amrith retells the last five centuries of world history through a bold lens, not the story of humanity conquering nature, but the story of how humanity has been shaped and scarred by the very nature it transformed. The book begins with Genghis Khan. The Mongol Empire's expansion was not merely military conquest, it was large-scale ecological reshaping. Pastures were overgrazed, forests were cleared for siege engines, and the ecological landscape of the entire Eurasian continent was altered. This was the first globalized environmental cost in human history. Amrith identifies three ecological revolutions that changed the world. The first was the Columbian Exchange. After 1492, American corn, potatoes, and tobacco flowed to the Old World, while Old World wheat, cattle, horses, and smallpox swept through the Americas. This species exchange fed billions but came at the cost of indigenous population collapse, the rise of transatlantic slavery, and the global plantation economy. Sugar, cotton, rubber, every commodity that powered capitalism's rise carried enormous ecological and social costs. The second was the fossil fuel revolution. The essence of the Industrial Revolution was not the steam engine but humanity's discovery of a way to release energy stored underground for hundreds of millions of years within mere decades. Coal and oil gave humanity unprecedented productive power, but atmospheric CO2 soared from 280 parts per million to over 420. Amrith points out that every economic boom in the fossil fuel era carried a clear ecological bill: London smog, polluted rivers and industrial cities, miners' lung disease. These costs were not externalities but intrinsic features of the growth model itself. The third was the Green Revolution. In the mid-20th century, fertilizers, high-yield seeds, and irrigation technology doubled global food production and fed billions of new mouths. But the costs were equally heavy: falling water tables, soil degradation, and fertilizer runoff creating dead zones at river mouths worldwide. Amrith notes that the Green Revolution was not an unambiguous victory, it created permanent chemical dependency, trapping small farmers in a cycle of diminishing returns. Three core insights run throughout the book. First, environmental catastrophe is not a future problem but the dominant theme of the past 500 years. From Mongol grasslands to Caribbean plantations, from British coal mines to Indian famines, from nuclear testing to climate change, every supposed advance carried an environmental cost, and these costs were never evenly distributed. The most vulnerable colonized peoples, indigenous communities, the poor, have always borne the highest burden. This pattern continues today. The countries most vulnerable to climate change are precisely those with the smallest carbon footprints. Second, imperial ecological logic is the starting point for everything. European colonial expansion was not just political and military but ecological engineering. Colonizers rearranged land, water, and species to create profit. Sugar plantations destroyed Caribbean forests, cotton cultivation depleted Indian soils, and the rubber boom devastated the Amazon. Amrith writes, empires extracted not just labor, but the land itself. Third, environmental history is key to understanding contemporary geopolitics. Today's Middle East conflicts, South China Sea disputes, and African famines may appear political and military on the surface, but are deeply rooted in the allocation and control of environmental resources. Oil is not just energy but power. Water is not just survival but a strategic weapon. Amrith argues that without understanding the environmental history of the last five centuries, we cannot understand any crisis in today's world. The book's narrative power lies in Amrith's refusal to stay at the level of data and argument. He tells the story through specific people and specific places. Slaves on Caribbean sugar plantations, peasants who starved during Indian famines, children who died in London smog, these are not abstract statistics but people with names, families, and dreams. This approach gives environmental history warmth and emotional weight, reminding us that environmental issues have never been scientific problems, they are human problems. In the closing pages, Amrith poses a disquieting question: if the pattern of the past five centuries has been progress always comes with an environmental cost, can we break this pattern? His answer is cautious but not without hope. There have been genuine turning points in human history when societies chose different paths. But these turning points typically came with enormous pain and sacrifice. The burning earth is still burning, but the firelight illuminates not just catastrophe, it illuminates choice.